Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
So I'm doing a play, and yeah, there's a girl that I do find pretty there.
Are you the director? Are you a cast member?
I'm the main cast. I play this douchebag guy, and she's my mistress.
Bro, you're already in the back. Yo, you gotta run scenes with her after class. You gotta go off script a little bit and like be my actual mistress.
It was basically like a 2 years long distance relationship.
Oh, it was like that for the entire relationship?
Entire relationship.
Oh my god, bro. It's a red flag from the jump. Did you clap?
If I were to tell you, like, let me...
When did you clap, bro?
Never.
You never clap? That's not a relationship, bro. That's a friendship. Oh my god. Wait, hold up. I'm gonna stop you right there. You asked her if it's a date or not. And what did she say?
I asked her if it counts as a date.
I'm sorry. You gotta excuse me. Yo, this is why this is a down bad show. I don't give a fuck. Welcome to the third installment of the Down Bad Show. What we got in store for today? I hope you guys are sending in your questions to the Down Bad Show, because this show is entirely to help you guys out. We're gonna do our calls today. We got 3 callers. How do I turn acquaintances into something more? I can talk to a lot of girls and guys, but it never goes very far. This is not only about dating, but also about connections in general. How do I create connections? So there's actually this book called Daring Greatly by Brené Brown, I think. It talks about like being vulnerable and learning how to, I guess, let down your walls a little bit and be able to share personal experiences and ask questions that allow other people to share personal experiences. So definitely check that book out. You'd be surprised, right? Like tattoos, like with tank top, like I don't look like I'm some dude that go to book clubs and read about vulnerability, but I do. How do I, bro? This man's getting too much out of this call. Hey, bro, if you guys want to see the rest of this call, I'm gonna put the full link on my Patreon. So he got some good questions, but I don't know if I'm gonna try to fit all of them. All right, how do I ask a girl out if I know I'll keep seeing her? She's in a theater play with me. Should I wait until after? Motherfuckers always be waiting, bro. If I asked the girl to go study with me at a library, she said yes, then cancel. All right, I'm going to give this guy, like, 2 questions.
All right, hello?
What's goody, bro?
Yeah, how you doing, man?
How you doing, bro? Look like you got a whole lot of questions for me. Yeah, bro, so you asked me a whole lot of questions. Prioritize them. Which one do you want to get answered first?
The one that I maybe struggle with the most is initiating conversations. I think that one is a little bit harder for me.
Uh-huh.
Because I always feel like maybe it's because of the way I was raised, but... Like,
what are you? Are you Vietnamese? Chinese?
I'm Vietnamese, yeah.
Okay. I mean, I know you guys be partying. You guys be drinking.
Yeah. I'm drinking.
Okay. So, initiating conversations, like, in what setting? Class? Or in, like, a party setting? Or in, like, a club setting? Like, what are we talking about here?
Yeah, I'm talking... party setting. Well, party setting is a bit easier, I'd say, but
yeah,
maybe in class or at clubs and stuff like that.
Activities. Okay. I say in class, it's definitely harder because, you know, a lot of times, a lot of people going to class don't even want to be there. Yeah. So it's like you try to talk to somebody right outside your class. Like, bro, they could be hungover. They could be depressed. They could be up at like 5 a.m. watching, you know, Singles Inferno or something. You know, like they could be like just sleep deprived. A lot of times, you know, I go to class and like motherfuckers look like they just rolled out of bed. So I like it, to be honest, like in class really is not the best setting to like spark new friendships. So don't actually beat yourself up for not being able to do that. The ones that will lead to like good conversations and good friendships, I think usually is clubs where you have like a more shared sense of community and values. And then if we're talking about like clubs, like bars, that is like genuinely a place where you should just be having fun and not giving a single fuck, bro. And a lot of times, like, I've gotten to a point where, like, I know if I'm in a bar or in, like, I'm not thinking. I'm turning, like, my logical brain off, and I'm, like, just tapping into, like, how stupid can I be tonight? And I think that usually, like, leads to the best nights, the best times. So, yeah, and a lot of times in these settings, you can't even have, like, that crazy of a genuine conversation. So, like, it's more about having fun. People go to those places to have fun. Is this all helpful?
Yeah, that helps, yeah, for sure. So just have fun, right?
Yeah, depending on, like, what kind of setting. If it's, like, I don't know, what are you going to any clubs right now?
Yeah, okay, so I'm in a theater play, actually.
Okay.
So I'm doing a play, and, you know, we're, like, 10 in the play, so yeah. There's a girl that I do find pretty there. I'm trying to figure out, like, how can I turn an acquaintance into, like, something more? And also, if I ask her out when we're still in the play together, isn't it, like, awkward if she says no?
Okay, hold on, let's backtrack a little. So are you the director? You a cast member? What role?
I'm a cast member. I'm the main cast.
Oh, shit, bro, if you're the protagonist, why you doubting yourself, bro? Bro, you know who you look like? Bro, you look like, what's his name from Spider-Man No Way Home? The sidekick?
Jacob
but you Batalon? Huh?
Jacob Batalon? Like, yeah, actor,
but you, him, but you a handsome virgin. Like, you after the glow up, bro. But, like, yeah, bro. Okay, how long has the play, like, have you been doing the play with her? Like, how long has it been?
It's been, like, 2 weeks.
Okay, so this is good. Like, you just met her. Like, there's, like, this like, mystery in the air. Like, she's not comfortable with you yet. Because as soon as a girl gets comfortable with you, you creep in, like, way closer to the friend zone. I think, yeah, right now, okay, what is she? If she's a crew member, I don't think it's that big a deal. If it's a cast member, maybe, you know, it's a risky play.
Yeah, she's a cast member. But, hey, I played this douchebag guy. And she's my mistress.
Bro, you're already in the back. Yo, you gotta run scenes with her after class, right? You gotta go off script a little bit and, like, be my actual mistress. I think, I mean, do you run lines with her?
Like, I've never done it outside of class. I'm not outside of the club, I mean. But
you gotta set that up. You gotta set that up immediately. Tell her, like, hey, you know, like, I feel like, yo, this is, bro, the fact that you're in a play with her, and how long have you been doing acting for?
I started last semester, actually.
Okay.
This is my second play.
Yeah, okay. Bro, this scenario is set up for you to have fun and win, bro. I want this to be, like, the first success story on the show, bro.
I actually don't have any of her, like, contacts, so maybe I should, like, ask her for...
Oh, yeah, bro, you got... Okay. So the first step is, for a lot of people, like, still in college, I think doing the baseline things, like, you know, just asking her for her number and her Instagram, and just being like, yo, let's run some lines after class, you know, I'm pretty serious about this play. And I feel like I've never had this role before. I want to get to know my cast members a little bit more. Because true say, like, you don't want to be a facade either. But, like, you do want to play the card of, like, I do take this play seriously. But at the same time, you know, spend some time with her. Also see if, you know, this is a girl you vibe with. Right? But I feel like, considering that both of you guys are in a play together. Okay, my second question is, how experienced are you with girls?
Yo, I have, like, zero experience. The most I've gotten is, like, a kiss on the cheek and a kiss on the freaking forehead, I'm telling you.
Oh, man, bro. You don't even mention the kiss on the forehead. That's a little... You have a date tomorrow. Okay, good. So that's another thing is, like, yeah, going on dates too while you have, like, the main prize in mind, because it's like you getting, like, batting practice, but you're not playing the real game yet. So these little mini dates, you getting practice points.
For sure.
Yeah. So I think when it comes to, well, the your mistress, bro, and you know, I think a part of it, you actually, oh man, it's so perfect because you could just, like, you could just say that this is for the role. You know, you're just serious about the role. Like,
next Friday is my next rehearsal, so I'm gonna gonna be like, hey, let's run some lines after outside of rehearsals, like I'm down.
Yeah. So do you have a dorm? Does she have a dorm? You know, or maybe you don't have to do dorm. It's a, you know, I'd say maybe do it at the library, but make sure it's like, it's just you two, you know, I would say take it from there and then let the conversation naturally lead to some more personal stuff, you know, actually see if you click with her. I'm kind of invested in this, to be honest. I want to see, like, let me know what happens.
We can play.
Yeah, bro. We flying. We seen the play, bro.
Oh, let's go.
Yeah. Yo, how close are you with the director? You could be like, hey, man, Mr. Director, I want to write an extra scene in there. Let me write a makeout scene in here.
No, we can't do that.
Is there any scenes where you get a little, like, intimate with her or nah? Or is just like...
Yeah, the intimate? No, well, there's a scene where she tries to seduce me.
Oh.
So...
Just be like, yo, I'm a little nervous. I don't got a lot of experience, so we're gonna have to run this scene a couple. To run this scene specifically a couple more times. Run scenes together, and then, you know, get to know her as a person too. See where her head is at with, like, guys. I guess, is she talking to anybody? You know, just kind of gauge. Stuff like that. In class, has there been any, like, you know, flirtatious cues at all? Or, like, you just haven't been, like, you know...
I haven't talked to her that much, to be honest.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, no, there's nothing.
Okay.
I think the only thing is maybe, like, she tried to talk to me, but I was nervous, so I, like, didn't really...
So that's the thing, bro. When you actually get her number, so get her number and then set up the, you know, the rehearsal with her. And what do you think would be, like, your biggest worry, or, like, you'd be most nervous about?
Like, the thing is, I feel like I can probably talk to her, mm-hmm. and maybe get, like, the instant set up the whole thing.
Yeah.
The thing that maybe is hard for me is going, like, how do I make sure that she knows that, like, I like her that way versus just, you know, friends or whatever.
Right. I think this is a scenario that, like, you could never tell. At the end of the day, you could never, like, guarantee if like, they're gonna like you back. You could only, you know, shoot your shot, right?
Yeah.
If you miss, bro, it's fine, because, and then just dial it back. Just like, hey, at the end of the day, this is for a play. We gotta do this. But, you know, I also can't go about life not shooting my shot, you know? And I think you also brought up the thing about how do I, like, get beyond the surface level? And really get vulnerable with some of the questions, right?
Yeah.
And I was talking about this earlier, but I think it's about, you gotta open up first, right? Maybe not with, like, the no experience part. I won't even put it on you. I'd probably start with asking her questions. You know, put the ball on her court, right? Ask her, like, hey, like, what, you know, you seeing somebody right now?
Do you think, like, I should just not be worried about whether she likes me or not? Like, just do whatever I want, kind of?
But like, you can't control whether she likes or not. So yeah, I wouldn't worry about that. I would just concentrate on, like, getting to know her to see if, you know, if she's actually someone that you vibe with. Focus on, you know, if she is a vibe, right, beyond her looks, then... Get a little deeper with the questions, you know, get a little closer, spend a little bit more time, right? I think I can imagine, you know, if you guys are doing this in the library, afterwards you guys go for dinner, go for a little walk around campus, you know, take her back to the dorm, right? Stuff like that, you know, really creates some more intimate times, right? Just if you got a couple spots on campus, make sure it's like, you know, make sure it's nice, it's romantic. I would say at this point, if you do all of these things, she will probably get the hint without you having to say it. You also gotta, you know, come correct. Make sure, you know, you got the haircut, you got the fit ready, you got the, you know.
Oh, but yo, speaking of the hair, bro, yo, I'm bald.
Oh shit! See, that's why I thought he, you know, he reminded me of the Filipino from. Yeah, no way, home.
Yeah. Because, yo, I ain't got no hair, bro. And I guess another question would be, like, you know, because I'm nervous or stuff, like, do you have any tips to just try and be more comfortable?
Usually, a first date, everybody gonna be nervous. Naturally, you know, a lot of people on a first date, this is somebody new, this is somebody you don't know, and it's a girl, you know, it's a cute girl. Yeah, don't beat yourself up. Know that, you know, the nerves are inside you, but still, it's just like, you know what you gotta do. You know, you know what's gotta happen. Yeah, usually, if you get a little older, you could take a shot. You could drink. That's why, like, after 21, after you turn 21, like, my go-to day spot is just like a bar. Like, it's just because a bar is just like it, you know, you guys drink. It's in a like dark setting. It's already intimate. It's setting your environment and setting. It sets you up to like succeed and for you know stuff to happen. But in school, like, sometimes I just want to go back to school and like live vicariously through you guys, you know.
For sure.
But yeah, I think watch a couple of my videos. Before you go, I recommend my Yu-Gi-Oh videos. I recommend my speed date video I did a while back, where I would maybe try to fake it, you know, like, cause a lot of times you say, you know, fake it till you make it, right? A lot of people also say, like, oh, you know, be yourself. You don't have to worry about all this advice. Just be yourself. Like, bro, like, be the most confident version of yourself. You know?
Do you think being honest is, like, not always good?
Like, what do you mean?
Maybe some of the reason why, like, I might be nervous because I don't have experience or whatever, right?
Mm.
And, like, maybe, like, there's a bit of shame that comes into that.
Right.
So do you think, like, the honesty, like, being honest about that is maybe not a good idea?
If you could say it, and personally, I don't recommend it. Personally, like, you know that? They don't need to know that. I personally don't think it does you any service if you tell them that. Yeah. Because at that point, like, yeah, she might give you sympathy, right? Because all the shame, all the stuff, it's like emotions that, yes, you're feeling, yes, they're real, but it's you as a man you need to, like, work on. If you work on, you know, getting a little bit more comfortable, maybe before you actually ask her out, maybe, you know, talk to some more girls, right? Just get more comfortable with the idea of being in the presence of a cute girl, you know. A lot of times it's just that, like, let that be your reality for a couple days, you know. Don't you know, have the same routine of, like, all right, cool, after class I'm gonna go back home, open a Pornhub and stroke my shit, you know. Just like, yeah, break out of your routine a little bit and meet new people and whatnot. So yeah, and bro, even if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. It's a great learning experience, and yeah, bro, keep me updated.
All right, for sure, man. Thanks.
Of course, of course, of course. Take care, brother.
That's some High School Musical shit, bro.
What's goody, bro? How you doing?
Hey, man. How you doing? I'm good.
Where you at right now? You in college? There's a guitar in the back.
I'm in my room right now. I'm doing online school, you know.
So what do you need help with, bro? The girl that was lesbian or?
No. So this is more of a general question right now.
Okay, go for it.
See, my problem was that I was moving too slow with every girl that I was talking to.
Yeah.
And I know after I watched your last video with the other guy, so those four.
Uh-huh. What did I say?
You said, dude, you're waiting a whole year. That guy that waited a whole year to make a move on the girl, I was like, Yeah, that's probably me. That's what I would probably do. Or, like, the dude waiting, like, 2 weeks to ask girl to go on, like, a fucking date, bro. That's literally me. That's what I would do, too. My question is, where do you start in college to start getting into, like, know people as a group? But, you know, there's obviously the, yeah.
Getting, like, a friend circle?
Started college in, like, COVID time.
Right.
And now it's starting at Feather.
Right.
To where people are not, like, too scared to socialize.
Right. Okay. So, how do you get a start on kind of, like, your social circle, right? Like, building.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think having like some core social circles, like it is definitely gonna help you out when you know you meet girls, because building your social circle, it also allows your friends to introduce you to a girl rather than like you cold approaching her at like a club or like, you know, on the street or whatever. And I think getting that kind of like introduction puts you like way over like so many other potential options. And yeah, I mean that's how I met my current girl. Like we had a mutual, and you know, at a bar he was just like, oh, you know, remember, right, you met Jimmy. So yeah, a lot of times that is having building a social circle is so important in college. But I think to start is you have to get comfortable with approaching people. You have to get comfortable with rejection. Like if you go up to somebody and talk to that person, but like the conversation doesn't go anywhere, a lot of times people would think it's on them. They take it personally, like, oh, maybe I'm not entertaining enough, maybe I'm just kind of I'm boring as a person to talk to, maybe they don't like me, maybe, you know, it's all these like self-deprecating thoughts that puts you down, that prevents you from like going up to another person. But it's not true. It's simply not true. You just, it's all a numbers game, whether with girls or with people. You just go up to more people, you know, and go up to people in the right settings. I talked about this two calls ago, which is like be in the environment where people are receptive to talking, right? Like 9 a.m. class, you know, trying to talk to somebody in your 9 a.m. class, probably not a good idea. But if you try to talk to somebody maybe after a theater class, which is a little more smaller, a little bit more niche, where, you know, you guys share more of a common like hobby or a similarity, right? That usually helps. I personally, for me, you know, I said this, I was in a couple clubs in college. I was in VSA. That's like the Vietnamese Student Association. And I ain't gonna lie, they just turned up, bro. They were the like only Asian, not the only Asian, but they were like one of the littest clubs. It was
Work.
Right. It was known that they was turning up on on like Fridays and Saturdays, so that helped give me my initial circle. But I think now if I was to go back, I wouldn't put all my eggs in one basket, because like a lot of times you go to college, bro, it's all about connections. It's really less about the class. It's more about like how many people you get to meet. And yeah, so like, insert yourself in like clubs like that you personally connect with. Now I would probably go back and probably go to a couple more frat parties, because, or like some more tailgates, because I realize I like to party. now, because I have a lot of responsibilities, obviously I can't party. But if I was to go back in college and have those levels of responsibility, which is not a lot, you just do your fucking homework. Yeah, and it's just like I would spend a lot of time partying. I don't know, like, you know, I would maybe party with the Asians today. I would party with some more people. And like I feel like at a lot of these parties you also talk to people from different backgrounds. But I think if you have to have something going for yourself, something interesting to talk about, that puts you ahead of a lot of people. I would say start off with that. Start off with groups that you think you would connect with. Yeah. And especially if you're a newcomer to a lot of these clubs, the president or like the, you know, people with on e-board they should be making an effort to welcome you, right? They should be making that effort to like, oh, hey, there's a newcomer. What's your name? Who are you? And there's like, in college, there's always like icebreakers, you know. But I think after those things end, you have to take the initiative to be like, hey, what are you doing after class? Or like, or hey, what are you doing after this? Right. And just like hang out, just stick around, you know. That's super important.
Gotcha.
And you know what else, especially in America, I don't know if this is like, it's like this in the whole world, but libraries are also a fireplace to like bond with people.
Is it really? I've never thought of that one.
Yeah, bro. Like, I feel like every campus in the library, like, that's where Asians hang out after dark. Like,
you're kind of right. I do remember seeing a bunch of people.
Yeah. They're just hanging out after, you know, after they study. They probably, like, study together. And then it's usually, like, after 11 p.m. That's when they, like, Asians just start bullshitting at the library. And they just start, you know, talking about girls, talking about whatever the fuck. Just random fuck shit. And then those are the moments that really allow you to make, like, some fun, like, fulfilling relationships in college. If I was to look back, I was like, yeah. From like 11 p.m. to like 3 a.m., if the library's still open, I promise you, you're going to see like a flock of Asians just like bullshitting. And like, just, you know, one day just stick around and meet some of them, and like slowly you'll probably get in that circle. If you want to infiltrate like some frat house or some white people, you have to be a little bit more open-minded to accept new people, new ways of talking, new everything. And you have to like level up on like social skill level to be able to like maneuver through different groups.
I mean, I've been one or two or those before, so
yeah.
I mean, but
personally, I just start with Asian people in the library, bro, if I'm gonna be honest.
Sounds the easiest, huh?
Yeah. It sounds like it's just a vibe. Yeah.
Okay, so there's one girl, right? Mm-hmm. It was like a dating app or some shit, I don't remember. And I messaged her on Instagram. Randomly we met up. But so the thing about me is that I bond with people like my ethnicity more.
Mm-hmm.
And just because they're so rare to find. So the thing about it is like they're hard to find, they're just rare to find, right?
Yeah.
I find this girl in my age range, nearby, and it was just like the rare find. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Okay.
We met up, we went to the movies, went out to eat like 2-3 times.
Yeah.
And then, you know, one day she mentioned how I was a nice guy because most of the guy that she like been with and like went on a date, they would have like touched her by now. And I was like, oh damn, really? I didn't know that. And I didn't know how to react to that. I don't know. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. And basically it was just all downhill after.
But you you see how she said it, like, oh, they would touch me, like it's a bad thing.
I think that was a hint, right? Not
like, obviously don't touch her inappropriately, like you know dial it back when she, but it's like, but you see how it went downhill when you didn't touch her, bro?
Yeah, it really did. But she was like a free spirit, all right? She would go to like every single frat party. And,
she definitely free, all right?
But anyway, fast forward, we didn't talk for like a year. She messaged me, hey, I'm bored, let's go eat.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, shit, let's go, I guess. Why not?
Yeah. Do you find this girl, I have a question. Do you find this girl attractive?
Yes, absolutely.
Does she know that?
Yes, because I hit her up first.
No. Does she know that, like, you find her physically attractive?
Because we met on a dating app. That's why she knows I have intentions, no?
Did you show her your intentions at any point?
Yes, I did. The very first time we met.
How did you make a move?
So basically, TLDR, at the end, I was like, hey, did today count as a date? And she was like, so I said that. I literally said that explicitly to know that it's not like, oh, just hanging out with... Like,
wait, hold up. So you asked right. her if it was a
date. Ask people. I'm fucking weird, okay?
No. I'm gonna stop you right there. You asked her if it's a date or not. And what did she say?
I asked her if it counts as a date.
I'm sorry. You gotta excuse me. Yo, this is why this is a down bad show.
I'm telling you, anyway. But yes, she does. She absolutely knows.
So she was like, yeah, this counts as a date, right? What did she say?
She was like, oh, so it's like the first time meeting. So basically, just getting to know. That's what she said. Just getting to know each other.
Hmm.
That's what she said. She didn't say yes, nor did they deny it, but...
Okay.
You need a timeout, bro?
No, you need a timeout. Yeah. So first and foremost.
So continuing with my story.
There's more.
She knows my intention.
She doesn't know. I'll say this right now. She does not know.
So she messaged me, and then she was like, "I'm gonna get ready." And then 5 minutes after, I wasn't looking at my phone because I went to take a shower too. I got dressed, put on my shit, drove out. Like 10 minutes, I whooped on my phone, and it was like 5 minutes ago. Sorry, my car broke down. I can't make it.
So she flaked on a date recently?
Yes. What I'm saying, that she made herself, like, well, you know what I mean? And it's like, it's just no luck.
No. It's not no luck. No. I'm gonna tell you this right now. It's not a matter of luck. I think you can make yourself lucky if you shoot enough shots. It's a numbers game, and and if you shoot once, you don't say you're unlucky. You just haven't made enough shots. So first and foremost, you don't ask her if this is a date or not. You let her know it is a date.
Okay, Jimmy, that was my first date. I don't know if
you never went on a date before.
No, that was my first.
Okay, I'll cut you some slack. Okay, you don't have to explicitly say, like, right when you meet her, like, oh, hey, this is a date. You don't have to say that, but there's certain things you do while you're on the date that lets her know that, like, okay, he's feeling me. I think, beyond that, even if, like, you guys, you know, do all these things, hang out, you know, it doesn't go anywhere until, like, you're at her doorstep, you know, it's the end of the date, you still tell her, like, hey, by the way, this is a date. I'm gonna give you a goodnight kiss.
You just gotta be smooth with it. I see you.
Well, you gotta, like, let them know, like, your intentions, bro. Like, sometimes it's like, if you're not smooth throughout the date, it's a building up. It's like, from, like, years of experience. If you're not, you know, gifted with this, like, a lot of times, I don't know, a lot of guys, they truly say they are gifted, you know, but for myself, I feel like it was just, like, trial and error through, like, years, bro, and trust me, I've had a lot of failed dates, don't get me wrong.
I mean, I heard your worst date story before.
Which one was that?
The one, Dave and Buster.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty bad, but I've had worse. You be jacking off a lot?
That's a weird question to ask. You know it, bro.
Bro, you gotta get on the no fat, bro. You gotta use fapping as a reward for yourself for, you know, setting dates and like, you know, meeting girls. It's not just the idea of, like, being smooth with it. It's really just, it probably caught her off guard that you didn't touch her at all. The fact that it is a date, bro, and you didn't touch her, because that's actually what you're supposed to, you're supposed to do that, right? If it's a date, you're supposed to touch them, right? You guys met on a dating app. It's like,
you're right. You're absolutely right. How could I not think of this?
I mean, no. Don't beat yourself up for it, you know? Don't, like, you know, this is part of the process. I'm just delivering this information to you, like, in a more, like, I would say, harsh and direct way, so you could learn from this immediately, right? If your dad, not like my dad, come on, he not smooth, let's be honest, my dad didn't teach me shit. Yeah, don't beat yourself up, and the next time, just make sure. And she's like, oh, all these guys be touching me. I think there's like, gradually, you know, you go on more of these dates, you get a feel for, like, when's a good time to touch them, right? To use touch as a way to get comfortable with the person. Every girl's different. They have their own pace, but you kind of get better at picking up on vibes. And if you guys really do have a good chemistry, then don't let fear stop you from, like, making, like, some you know, gestures and physical breaking, like, a physical touch barrier, right? Because you guys, you eventually won't meet a girl who, like personality wise you guys vibe, but you don't want to let the fear of, like, touching them stop you from, you know. And a lot of times that's the fear that a lot of, and including, I would say, that's probably the biggest fear when it comes to, like, dating. A lot of times the girl too, they could be nervous, right? And they're scared to touch you. So usually, you just, you know, the ball's on your court. You know, like I tell guys, like, let the ball be on your court. You make the first move that way. All right. Next up, you have control of what you do. You don't have control of, like, if they're going to make the first move or not. So, all right, bro. You probably got more questions, but, you know, I'm gonna wrap it up here.
Appreciate it, bro.
Of course, man. Take care. Peace. I got out of a 2-year relationship, which was toxic. I can elaborate, but it's going to be a while because I need the details. The way it ended was just so fucking irritating and pissed me off so much. Now, just a week after my breakup, I'm crushing on someone new. And all right, so homie got out of a 2-year relationship, and not even a week out, my man already crushing on somebody new. See, the best way to get over a new relationship is actually to find somebody new. This is called a rebound, bro. My guy.
Hey.
Hey, man. So tell me about this toxic relationship.
I used to travel around the entire world, living in different places.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I stayed at for 8 years. That's where I met my ex.
Mm.
This toxic relationship. It was basically like a 2 years long distance relationship.
Oh.
Exactly.
Wait, how far is that from where you live in to...
Like 2,000 kilometers apart.
2,000 kilometers.
1,242 miles.
Oh shit, that's like a 3-4 hour like plane ride, right?
Like, it was 3 hours. It would take 3 hours to go from here to.
And it was like that for the entire relationship.
Entire relationship.
Oh my god, bro! I could have, bro. That's a red flag from the jump. You doing a long distance relationship? The entire oh my god, bro. So how often will you see her?
Like, in the start of the relationship, like, we Zoom call, like, 5 times a month. But, like, in the middle, like, we Zoom call every day. Like, from morning till night, or maybe night till the next morning. Get some going like that.
Uh-huh. Did you clap?
If I were to tell you, like, let me...
When did you clap, bro?
Never.
You never clap? That's not a relationship, bro. That's a friendship. Oh, my God. Continue. I'm sorry. You never, throughout the entire time... I mean, I could have... Maybe I could have guessed that, but yeah, if it's a long distance the entire time, bro, that is not gonna...
Plus, like, we both are, like, in high school, on top of that, we have this fucking COVID thing going on.
Right, so everything was remote.
That relationship was going, like, perfectly normal, like, for the first half, I would say, and then her mother found out.
Wait, oh, is there, like, some religious restrictions for you guys? Because, you know, I, like... Maybe it...
Like, her family are from a part of India where people are against love marriages. Like, against it. Like, her father told her that he'd rather kill himself than see her get married and have a love marriage.
Oh, so it would be an arranged marriage rather than a love marriage.
It has to be arranged. And like, she comes from, like, a different kind of caste system. Like, in India, where she's from, like, caste plays a major role.
Yeah.
She's from, like, kind of like a Shetty family. Like, there's an entire, like, let me put an anime term. A fucking Uchiha clan. Let's go with Uchiha clan. She can only marry Uchiha.
Yeah.
Some other fucking Uzumaki dude just coming up to her parents' house.
Right. Now, so her family, I guess, dating values are very, very much so traditional, and it does not. Okay. So she had to, like, kind of keep this on the down low, right?
Like, really, really low. She couldn't even tell her friends because she wished. Like, once she dated a guy, like, she told her friends.
Yeah.
And her friends snitched on her. She got fucked over.
Now, my question is, what about you? What about your values in a relationship?
No, so my family is really open.
Oh, so you get to clap right now. Like it's no problem. You get to...
My parents won't mind.
Okay. So sex before marriage, like, that's good. No, like, you know?
Yeah, they don't mind.
Okay. Damn, bro. Does it vary from family to family in India, or is it like...
Family to family. It's like, in India, there's a lot of things. First family to family.
Right.
Like, where do you stand? Like, middle class, lower class, or like a rich family? That also plays a role.
Do you feel like a middle class family is not as strict, or is it more strict?
That would actually depend on, like, either or your religion.
Right.
In India, there's a large variety of religions, right?
Yeah.
I belong to Hindu religion, and in Muslim religion, it's really strict.
Right.
Everything is really, really strict.
Yeah, I feel like that's also tough because if you guys watching my videos, bro, it's safe to assume that y'all want to clap. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not gonna lie. When I look at my statistics, there's a portion of India that's watching is 4 inches enough. So it's safe to assume y'all trying to, you know what I'm saying, y'all trying to fuck. Yeah. So it's like, you got to talk about those values in the very beginning, right? Because if, you know, she has these strict values, then that's probably not a girl for you. And it's not going to, like, make you fulfilled. And, like, why wait 2 years, bro? You waited, you know what I'm saying? This is 2 years of your life that you can't really get back now.
The way we ended things just pissed me off so much. Because, like, A person broke up multiple times. If you ever want, like, details, I can just send you voice messages about it.
Yeah.
Like, she went behind her mother's back and continued dating me.
Yeah.
Like, they had, like, a huge-ass fight. I was, like, sitting on a Zoom call with her.
Yeah.
While they both were arguing.
I also don't recommend continuous fight. I mean, nobody recommends fighting, but it's like, you know, usually if a fight gets that toxic, you don't continue being that situation. And because it actually turns the girl off.
We have tried leaving this multiple times. Like, I have left. She comes back and I go back. This loop kept on repeating like 3 or 4 times. One person leaves or the other person leaves and like
right.
Goes back and like that kept on repeating.
But you also said you found this new girl recently, right?
Yeah, new girl. Like, I don't exactly know. Like, I have been properly friend-zoned by her, so I really can't do anything about it.
What do you mean properly friend-zoned? What happened?
She's currently dating this guy.
Okay. All right. No, that's enough. That's enough. But you try to mac on girls that got a man?
Nah, I didn't know about this.
Oh.
I didn't know about it. And this guy, I didn't know about it. When I tried talking to her, like, I guess, like, 5 days into, like, talking, she tells me about her boyfriend.
Oh.
And I know this boyfriend because, like, he's a friend of mine.
Oh.
And he is dating 3 girls at the same time. And then I tell her about it, and then she, like, tries to break up things with him. And they have broken up things. And she tells her, one of her friends that...
Oh, you're a little homewrecker.
...about him cheating.
Ah.
And the girl, and her friend's like, this guy likes you.
Yeah.
And then her reaction, and she tells me that her reaction was, what are you saying? That's not possible. No.
One thing you never want to do is have the girl hear it from her friend that you like them, because that's a very indirect way of them knowing, and it kind of kills, like, the spark. That whatever like tension that you guys have, like, you're supposed to be the one to, like, break that tension, not somebody else, right? That's really some high school shit. Like you hear like, oh, did you know so and so likes you, right? Like, that's kind of lame for a girl. That's not like
I don't exactly know this girl. She's kind of like theorizing on the fact that I might like her. It's not like I actually do, because I'm not even sure if I do like her. It's kind of like,
like, she cute. You guys make conversation, right?
Yeah, we were making conversation right before this call.
Okay. How old are you, bro?
Going to be 17 next month.
17 next month? Okay. You young, bro.
Yeah, I'm still high school.
Yeah, I think to make the best out of your high school experience is if there's more cute girls in your class, you know, try talking to them. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, bro. Since I've been moving around, like, the entire country, my standards are so high. It's really hard.
Really?
But the girls over here cannot meet my standards, and plus they're like the kind of girls, like, who are like spending their daddy's money. They love cheating on people.
Oh.
And if there are some good, like, the good ones, like, either they friend zone me or I friend zone them.
Right. One way to definitely not get friend zoned is be direct, bro. Be direct. I think a lot of high schoolers, you guys lack assertiveness or, like, you know, decisiveness, because it's like, it's a lot of overthinking. It's like, does she like me? Does she, you know, it's a lot of, like, built up fantasies in your head and, like, what if, blah, blah, blah. Like, if you truly want to, like, just live, just, you know, that's, you gotta decide, right? You gotta, like, go up to them and, like, take her out, you know?
Biggest issue was I started properly socializing.
Uh-huh.
Once I got into this relationship with my ex, once I got into a relationship, I, like, kind of, like, became, like, a better version of me, if I would say so.
Yeah.
And I basically started off to almost, like, the baddest girls in my class, in my entire grade.
The baddest girl. Yeah, bro. I think a relationship does give you that confidence.
Like, yeah, Yeah, one of them is like my best friend. Like she knows like the whole story between me and my ex.
Yeah.
In between, like we were in the, while I was in the relationship, either she first friend zoned me or I friend zoned her. So it's kind of like we both friend zoned each other. So kind of like that.
Yeah, yeah. It's hard to get out of the friend zone after you're already in it. Usually there's like a timeline for when you first meet a girl, right? There's a timeline where you could make a move on her and it's not weird, you know. You could it's about like I would say like anywhere between like 2 weeks to a month from first meeting her. Like you make your move like immediate. Like you are attracted to her, you make a move. You don't friend your way into like possibly getting with her. Like because when you first meet a girl, there's like sparks. There's like, you know, she don't know who you are. You don't really know what she is. Take advantage of that like opportunity to like make something more than just friends. But if you play it safe within that window of like 2 weeks or a month, play it safe, just be her friend, blah, blah, blah. You're going to stay in the friend zone. And then she's going to get comfortable with you quickly. So if you don't like make that move, you're going to be in the friend zone. So that's just something, you know, for you moving forward.
Okay, let me just tell you the current situation about this girl that I like. I'm not really sure if I like. But this girl is really hung over her ex. Like, she was warning about her ex. I'm just there like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You could listen to it for a little bit, but then be like, all right, bet, let's fuck your ex. Let's go somewhere. Let's do something. Right, you probably cried enough about this. You don't gotta keep crying. Let's do something, right? So I think that's something for you to take action on, right? So yeah, bro. I think this is we're gonna wrap it up here. I hope you know you took something away from this, and yeah, bro. Keep me updated with all the tea.
Before, like, I really need help with like the previous relationships. I'd rather just like explain what happened to you. Like
the previous ex one
because I really can't. I'm still trying to process what the fuck happened.
Without getting too much into it, I feel like it is the distance. Because listen, you could explain to me, and it could be as complicated as it wants, but at the end of the day, you don't want to over-explain it to anybody. Because that's not the truth. The truth is that it was the distance, bro. It was a long distance that you guys never met up. You guys never had a physical connection. It wasn't a real relationship. I'm sorry. Like, that's just, like, the simple, like, fact of it. And it's, like, and you could try to justify all the reasons, but it's really not the obvious truth. Usually, the obvious truth to something is right in front of you. And that's what you gotta, like, you know, go off of rather than make it complicated for you. Like, why would you want to make it complicated for yourself and overthink all these things, you know? It honestly probably would have worked out if you guys, like, saw each other every month couple months, you know, had a physical connection. You guys, you know, eventually came together. You know, I feel like long-distance relationships, it works if there's, like, an end date. If you guys have a date where, like, okay, we're gonna, like, now close the long distance, right? But there was never a talk of that, of the future, and it happened for 2 years. Like, it's just all the problems is gonna stem from just not meeting up. Okay, bro. Good talking?
Yeah, thanks.
All right, brother. Take care.
Yeah, good night.
Peaces. All right. Well, thank you guys for watching. As always, you know, these calls are super fun. And if you want to send in your questions, make sure to subscribe to the channel. And send in more, because every single time it's something different. I really like doing these calls. So like the video, drop a like on the video, and yeah, stay tuned for next week. Thank you again. Deuces. Yeah. I don't give a fuck, young Pokemon baller, I just leveled up. I'm catching that cash, I just can't get enough. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.